If you're looking for a feel-good summer entertainment, look no further than the Full Monty, playing at Capitol Repertory Theater in Albany. The musical, which continues through August 11th, hits all the right buttons. It has terrific music, vibrant dance, and a comfortable story about unemployed men regaining their self-respect and rescuing their relationships in the process. Oh yeah, there's a touch of the risque in the way the guys find that self-respect. Their plan is to do a strip act in which they do the Full Monty and bear it all. The theme opens the door to many, many double entendres and jokes that end with a wink or a knowing nod. But not to worry, the jokes and innuendos might not be for kids, but they are never in bad taste. As for visual titillation, though the promise of a Full Monty is kept, it really is quick, dark, and fleeting. Indeed, the opening number that has a handsome male stripper in a bikini doing a Chippendale routine is much more suggestive and provocative. And again, it's not in bad taste. This is a PG show throughout. It's also an entertaining show. Capitol Rep's producing artistic director, Maggie Mancinelli Cahill, who is also the production's director, has assembled a cast that is talented individually, but more importantly, work together as a tight ensemble. Everyone in the cast is ideal for their role, but there is a sense of friendship and support throughout that is critical to the success of this show. The Full Monty is based on a 1997 English film about a group of steelworkers who lost their jobs when the mill closed. Book writer Terrence McNally moved the musical to Buffalo, but keeps intact the way unemployment changes each person individually. The men feel diminished, and their loss of self-esteem affects their relationship with wives and family. Without being heavy-handed or depressing, the musical attempts to show the emotional devastation of a small, tight-knit society enduring economic hardship, but mostly it focuses on the resiliency of the individual. It also emphasizes that no one gets through it alone. The relationships in the Full Monty are what give the play its heart. The frailties of the men are what give the musical its comedy. The music and dancing is what gives the night its fun. The amount of exposition is troublesome, and the production runs a good 15 minutes too long. The story is so slight that without the deceptively good score by David Yazbek, who went on to create the band's Visit and Tootsie, the show could seem mundane. Indeed, because the work is set in the 1990s, many attitudes do seem dated. But the musical numbers are timeless. There are a couple of great male bonding numbers like the comic Big Ass Rock and a sensational first act finale, Michael Jordan's Ball. Meanwhile, It's a Woman's World is an ode to sisterhood. However, it's the love ballads that permit stereotypes to be seen as genuine people. You Walk With Me is just beautiful. And You Rule My World finds tenderness in a father-son relationship, and later, as a confirmation of love between two married couples. Not so coincidentally, they both come immediately before the rousing, show-ending Let It Go, in which the guys prance, strip, and send everyone home happily entertained. The Full Monty runs at Capitol Repertory Theater in Albany through August 11th. For tickets and schedule information, call 518-445-7469 or go to capitalrep.org. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.